Tehillim, chapter 125, Kuf Chaf He. This mizmor connects to the previous mizmor, 124, where we had said that Hashem will save us from those who want to destroy us. Here, we continue to describe that salvation and protection. Let us begin. The first part describes how Hashem protects those who trust in Him. Pasuk Aleph, Shir HaMa'alot, a song of ascents. Habotchim b'Hashem, those who trust in Hashem, Kahar Tzion, are like Mount Zion, Lo Yimot, which cannot be moved, La'olam Yeshev, which will be settled or endure forever. Those who trust in Hashem will merit to be like Har Tzion. The person who trusts in Hashem, we've met him already, back in chapter 16, and he's quoted there as saying, Shiviti Hashem l'negdi tamid, I have set Hashem before me always. Ki miyimini bal emot, surely he is at my right hand, I will not be moved. So that word is echoed here again. Moving on to Pasuk Bet, Yerushalayim, Harim Savivla, Yerushalayim has mountains surrounding it. Notice the Har, Harim, echo, on the Malot structure. Vahashem and God, again an echo from the previous verse, Saviv la'amo, surrounds his nation, Me'ata vi'ad olam, from now and forever. Olam, once again echoing the previous verse, and the word Saviv repeated here. Just as the mountains surround and protect Yerushalayim, Hashem surrounds and protects his people at all times. If we think of this mizmor being said at the time of the return to Zion, the beginning of the Second Temple, it's a reassurance. Although our forefathers may have felt abandoned, and we may have felt abandoned for the past 70 years, we will never really be abandoned. Hashem will be with us at all time. The use of mountains evokes the image of natural protection, something predestined, the way the world was created. However, we need to choose to go to shelter. We need to choose to shelter within God's precincts. Notice that the Shorer equates Hashem's presence with Yerushalayim, the place from which Hashem has promised he will never move. The Mishorer continues to describe that Tzadikim will not be enslaved to or subjugated to the Rishaim. He says, Pasuk Gimel, Ki lo yanuach shevet rasha al goral ha-tzadikim, because God will not allow the rod of wickedness to rest upon the lot of the tzadikim. Lema'an, so that, lo yishlechu ha-tzadikim ba'avlata yideihem, that the tzadikim will not be forced to do evil. The tzadikim cannot be subjugated to the rishaim. Hashem will not let that happen, because if he does, the tzadik will either be forced to do evil or potentially seduced by seeing the evil master succeeding. The other possibility to interpret this verse is, Ki lo yanuach shevet ha-rasha goral ha-tzadikim, God will not allow the tzadik to be subjugated to the rasha, lema'an, on the condition that, lo yishlechu ha-tzadikim ba'vlatai yadehem, that they will not sin. Now the word goral tzadikim could possibly refer, says the Dat Mikra, to the ancestral divisions of the land of Israel. We know that the land was divided according to a goral, according to a lottery system. So goral tzadikim could mean the land which we acquired by lot. So if that's the interpretation, then what we're asking for here is that we not be invaded, that it's shevet rasha, the yoke, subjugation of another nation should not come upon us. And then the Mishorer continues and says that good things will happen to good people. Heitiva Hashem latovim. Oh God, please do good to good people. V'le'ayisharim b'libotam, and those who are upright in their hearts. We ask Hashem to grant good to those who do good, and to those who are straight in their hearts, who have good intentions, either those who are led by good intentions and have pure motives, so they do the right thing for the right reason, or people who may have good intentions but don't necessarily always bring it out to the action that it should be. Now the word tov here, if we continue with the agricultural and the land description from the previous verse of Goral Tzadikim being the ancestral division of land, the word tov here might be rain. As we will read in this week's parasha, Yiftach Hashem lecha et otzaro hatov, let God open to you his good treasury, et hashamayim, the heaven, latet mitar hatzacha b'ito, to grant rain in the land in its right time. So this mizmor may be requesting agricultural prosperity in addition to secure borders. And then he continues and describes those that don't do well. V'hamatim akalkalotam, and those that turn aside on their crooked ways intentionally. Yolichem Hashem, let God lead them et pa'alei ha'aven. Let God lead those evildoers. Dat, dat, dat.
The destination is not stated, but rather implied. Let God lead them to the place they belong. In other words, to destruction. And then he concludes with the request, Shalom al Yisrael, let there be peace upon Yisrael. This could be in contrast to the faith of the evildoers, or because evil has been destroyed, we can all have peace. Notice at the beginning of the Mizmor, described Hashem, Abotchim b'Hashem, Kahar Tzion, and the end of the Mizmor talks about peace. We can actually link these two pieces together and say that when there is peace, Hashem is openly acknowledged in Yerushalayim. And when Hashem is openly acknowledged in Yerushalayim, then there will be peace. And this may allude to what we say in the Hallel, Yisrael bitach b'Hashem. We trust in God, and then Ezram u'maginam hu, he is our help and our shield. What's the aim of this Mizmor? I think there are two aims. One is to teach us about faith and trust in Hashem and the fact that Hashem gives each and every one of us what we deserve. And the other possibility is that it's a prayer to Hashem to protect those who trust Him. But this is not contradictory. In fact, it's typical of our prayers. We acknowledge Hashem's attributes and actions. We call Him Chanun, Rachum, all the Yud Gimel Midot, and then we ask Him to act in those ways. So I think that both these interpretations fit nicely one into the other. Now, when was this Mizmor written? Remember, we've said that the Shirei HaMa'alot were written possibly to be recited by the pilgrims as they came to Yerushalayim three times a year, or by those who returned from Babylon at the end of the 70 years of exile. Let's see how that fits into our Mizmor over here. Well, a Mizmor describing the city surrounded by its mountains would definitely fit those who are coming up to Jerusalem three times a year and encountering the beautiful sight of the Beit HaMikdash at the top of the mountain. This would be quite appropriate. As far as those who are returning from Babel, they're rebuilding the land from its ashes, they're surrounded by enemies, and they pray for security and that the evildoers that surround them not impact upon them. And the conclusion, wishing peace on all of Israel, is indeed fitting for a mizmor that is recited when all the Jews are united at Simchat Beit HaShoevah, the Feast of the Water Drawing. That festival took place on Sukkot, and we know that Sukkot is characterized by peace. In fact, we say it in the bracha, Ufros aleinu sukkat shilomecha, spread out upon us the sukkah of peace. So once again, a mizmor concluding with the concept of peace is indeed fitting to be recited at the most joyous occasion of the entire holiday of Sukkot. I look forward to continuing our learning with you tomorrow.